I'm Natasha Renault in Aldershot, and joining me now is Staff Sergeant Jason Browering, the head coach for the Army Boxing Team. So it was the UK Armed Forces Boxing Championships last week in Lymston, and the Army Boxing Team won it again for the 34th year. First of all, congratulations, but just talk us through the night.
Yeah, thanks very much. Well, it was an interesting night. We always knew we was going to be up against it down at CTCRM, so it's sort of the home of the Royal Marines. They had a really good crowd there. Eight bouts. We come out with the first bout. Shamin Khan, RLC kid, he boxed really well and got us off to a really good start, winning unanimously. Second in, Sam Webster, engineers. He boxed a really high-paced, high-tempo fight. Thought he'd done enough, well done enough to win the bout, but lost on a split. We're really disappointed with that, to be fair. Next bout in, Ryan Finningham, team captain, Royal Artillery. He had lost to Robbie Matthews previously on his first season. A real proper team captain's performance. Won the bout, you know, really controlled it from start to finish. So that was really good. And then we had Martin Stead come in against Luke Fisher. We thought Martin had won the first and third. Got caught with some bigger shots in the second. But we lost out on that one, which was a bit surprising. So we went into the break at 2-2. It was a little bit nerving, to be fair, to go in at 2-2. We was only carrying the one walkover over from Chesnall Hill because they hadn't put on a super heavy. Then as we come out, our 75 kid, our middleweight, Josh Plummer, Coldstream Guards, come out and he boxed really well, actually. He lost the first round, but, you know, won the second and third round. Really controlled the bout, but that went against us. So we're down on the night, 3-2. Then George Croy, who is the Navy's sort of best boxer at the minute, he's on GB, he's a really good kid, boxed him a couple of times already, and Liam Jones. That was, for me, the only bout we pretty much lost that night, as in, like, lost that, you could see we did, and we lost that bout. So we're 4-2 down, two bouts to go. Everyone's feeling a bit nervous. There's a few generals sat behind me that probably wasn't best too pleased at the time either. No, we went back out with John Marvin was on next, PWRR. We've been working a lot with him because we moved him up from 75 to 86, so it's a real big jump. But he is strong and he's got some power. So we literally went in with that game plan. Don't box him. Don't box him. We'll lose. You know, you could see the way the night was going. So we went in there looking to get the kid out early. And lucky for us, in the second round, so about 10 seconds into it, you know, he caught him with a massive overhand right. You know, it's been billed as the shot that sunk the Navy. It sort of changed our fortunes a little bit because we knew we had Nat Nwanga on last, our 91. He went out against an unknown heavyweight from the Navy, who actually was pretty decent, to be fair, and he moved really well, caused us some problems early on in the round, but he was comfortable, I thought, wasn't getting any shots taken. But then the guy dived in, clash of heads, and then it sort of, you know, for the three rounds after, it was a real stop and start bout. It was a real nerve-wracking, actually, to be fair, because you didn't really know which way it was going to go. You know, Natty won on a split. So even when the result was given, it was still nerve-wracking. But relief, you know, disappointment, all in one, really, at the end. But I'm really pleased we managed to retain title. Yeah, I would like to add, though, that, you know, the Navy really did sort of turn up and gave us a real bow. And to be fair, that's what we've been after for, you know, for years and years and years. You want to make the competition competitive. And I believe the Navy, you know, and Stu Connor did an absolutely fabulous job to run us that close. It's just up to the RAF now to put some guys in and make it a competition, because that's what everyone wants to see. They want to see that's the level of competition every year.
Were the results as you expected on the night?
I only really thought we'd lost one bout. So the other ones I'm disappointed for, because I do feel Sam Webster won his bout. I really feel Josh Plummer won his bout. You know, and if you're going to give one that was close, then Martin Stead and the Luke Fisher one, you know, was a little bit closer. But when we move on now to the pre-quarters, which are next week, you know, our guys are not in the pre-quarters. So, you know, the big picture of going to national championships, they've missed out, maybe because the competition was close and great from a crowd perspective and stuff, but not really from a, you know, from the work that we put in with the boxers to try and get them to national championships.
So it all came down to the last bout with Natty. How were you feeling ahead of him entering the ring?
Oh, he was nervous, but to be fair, that John Marvin's bout sort of, it didn't settle us, but it put us back on track. You know, we needed that stoppage, and, you know, we were talking to him before, and we do not need to let this go to points, because you could sort of see which way it was going against us. So to Marv to go in and stop the kid, then Natty's a really good kid. You know, he's one of the top kids in the country, so 9 times out of 10 you'd put your house on him to win. But obviously with the kid we were boxing was unknown, so we didn't know how it was going to go, but we were fairly confident, you know, that Natty would do the job.
So tell us, what's next for you guys?
At the same time, we've had the Scottish National Championships, which we had Junior Butter in on Saturday. Unfortunately, he lost on a points decision. But, you know, his first season, or his first half of the season, really, as an open class boxer, did really well and beat some really good kids getting to the Scottish final. So he'll go on now and hope to represent Scotland. We've had the Welsh National Championships on as well, which was out on Saturday and Sunday. So we had Ben Rhys-Davies, Royal Welsh, and Carl Morrison, RLC. Carl won his bout Saturday and Sunday, so he's in the final with Ashley Williams, Royal Welsh, on this Friday in Cardiff at Sophia Gardens. Ben, unfortunately, won his pre-quarter last week, but then lost his quarter on Saturday. Just a little bit off-key, didn't really, you know, do enough to win the bout, I suppose. So he's really disappointed. We're really disappointed. The final's on Friday for that. And then we then go to Doncaster Dome on Saturday, where we have the pre-quarterfinals and national championships. Lucky for us, Ches Nihil, Nat Nguyenga, Ryan Fillingham were all seeded. Four of our girls are seeded too, so they're all through to the national championships in 2 weeks' time in London. And we've got Shamin Khan, RLC, and Carissa Hartenstall, RA. They're both boxing on the pre-quarters on Saturday in Doncaster Dome.
Wow, a lot going on, but good luck to the team.
Yeah, very much. It is a lot going on. We're sort of non-stop from now until the end of April. But after championships are done, then basically all the winners pretty much will go to the GB Championships on about the 13th of May. And then we've got a couple of club shows still left to finish the end of the season. So by no means is anything finished yet. You know, we've got a lot to contend with still. So really looking forward to the end of the season and finishing off with the Harringay Box Cup and stuff. So there's still a lot of opportunity out there for guys to win titles and win trophies.